Bidvest released annual results today with headline earnings per share rising by close to 10%. This despite revenue coming in flat. The group says that improved margins and capital discipline helped offset the volatile trading environment it operates in. And joining me in studio now, CEO Lindsay Routh. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So right at the top, how much more aggressive and acquisitive strategy are you looking at and targeting? Because one wants to get a sense of how rife the opportunities are. And why now?
So we're still very lowly geared. Our balance sheet's in excellent condition. We generated a lot of cash this year, as we normally do. Why now? There are lots of good opportunities out there. You know, in tough times like this, we do find good opportunities, both locally and internationally. So we'll continue to look, you know, as hard as we can for good opportunities.
Yeah.
I'm sure you might ask me about Adcock, but we bought up into Adcock. We've recently acquired Equestria, which is a fleet management business, and that's in South Africa. And when we announced results this morning, we spent 3 billion rand last year on effectively just bolt-on acquisitions, and those bolt-on acquisitions are very accretive to our earnings.
Absolutely. Well, as you say, it's amidst a weak economic environment, significant business and fiscal uncertainty and volatility as well, and that one assumes propping up those opportunities more so. How reflective is that becoming in the price tags at which you're able to pick up these bargains?
It really depends on size, Alicia. Yeah, a decent size acquisition you still have to pay up for. We're noticing overseas as well that for niche, particularly in the service sector, for niche businesses and fairly sizable niche businesses, we have to pay up. We're very careful about overseas acquisitions, so we look at those very carefully. We can borrow internationally at LIBOR plus about 1.35.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think there are too many South African companies borrowing at those low rates. So, you know, Bidvest is very highly rated from the banking point of view. So the accretion on those deals is really what we look at. We make sure that they really fit our business model. And if they don't, we just don't do them.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to be very comfortable with them.
So how much CapEx are you directing that way? How much capital would you be putting to work?
You know, we've had to, because these opportunities come from time to time, and we've indirectly kind of got a rule that about 50% of our acquisitive or growth would go into South Africa and about 50% offshore. We needed to ensure that if we go offshore, we've got adequate capacity. And we've recently done an exercise where the banks will comfortably lend Bidvest based on its balance sheet in as much as $500 to $800 million. And we could allocate that should the right deal come around to that two acquisitions.
I guess reflective of just how fluid or how quickly things can turn is, the position you took with Adcock, which you alluded to right at the top, because initially you were looking at whittling away at that stake before making the U-turn. Why the U-turn on that business specifically?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One is it really is a great business, and it has turned quite dramatically. You know, our end price has been misquoted. We paid about 64 rand a share. In total, I think I've heard numbers from 73 and 74 and all sorts of numbers like that. The share price is about that now. We got an opportunity to buy a majority stake in that business at a discount, which was fantastic. So when that opportunity came, we took it. Why the change? We had hoped to be able to sell our share to new black entrants into that industry, and I think it was a good... You know, it was a good idea at the time. There just wasn't funding for it, Alicia. You know, with the PRC already owning a big stake, everybody who came to us said they'll get money from the PRC, but they were already exposed.
Of course, when it comes to the business, divisional bolt-on businesses and larger value-adding opportunities, only one side of the equation. On the other side, you've had a strong focus on costs, and that, in fact, helping boost your profit margins, what, from 28.9% to 29.8%. How much more cost-cutting ability do you hold as you pursue that growth strategy?
Well, there's two aspects to that. One is margin management, which we've done very well. Excuse me. And the second part is the OPEX control. Now, we right-size our businesses every single month, and we'll continue to do that for the rest of time. It really is part of our culture to make sure that as the world changes and this fourth industrial revolution is changing the way we do business. So we are having to do that on an ongoing basis. I think our management team is exceptionally good at that. So I think we will continue to do so.
Because it's a very mixed trading picture that you're looking at, Lindsay. Your Bidvest Services division seeing operating profit grow 12.5%, but your freight division's trading profit rising only 3.8%. So what's your sense of the extent to which South Africa is giving you the ability to leverage off the growth that we are seeing in the global environment right now?
You need to search out for the good areas of opportunity. And I think in our services business, we've done that very well, both through good acquisitive growth and organic growth. We've searched out for the good opportunities. In our freight operation, quite a lot of the business did quite well, but we move most of the grains in and out of this country. In fact, just about 100% of the grains come through our terminal operations. And in this particular year, there was very, very little maize that got exported. Just because once in about 8 to 10 years, there's an absolute balance. And South Africa didn't need to import or export maize. So that particular terminal was fairly quiet in the last period. Mm-hmm. But as we speak, the wheat has started to flow in. So it is a cycle, and we do need to rely on that, or we have to.
How much of a cycle when it comes to Bidvest Financial Services unit? Because that unit reporting trading profit for the year down 7.5%.
Yeah, the major reason for that was their equity portfolio in the life insurance business. That was really the main reason. The bank itself was up about 3%, which is not great, but it was up. The insurance businesses were a little disappointing.
Lindsay, on that note, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of Bidvest, Lindsay Ralphs.